We had a great time last night at the Museum of Political Corruption fundraiser. We were there to honor investigative journalism and Suzanne Craig of the New York Times. One of the themes that was repeated over and over again throughout the night was that journalists need to find evidence to back up any statements that elected officials present as facts. And that's precisely Dan Clark's job. He's a reporter at PolitiFact New York. Say it one more time.
That is me.
That is you. So he does his good work for both PolitiFact and the Buffalo News, and it's always good to see you.
Thank you.
We have a bunch of iffy statements to get through. So let's get started with a November 14th tweet from New York Governor Andrew Cuomo. He wrote, "Congressional Republicans want to take health care from millions of Americans in order to pay for a tax bill." What did you find when you looked into that statement?
So this is rated half true. There are two parts to this statement. So he's talking about the Obamacare individual mandate, which, as your listeners probably know, is the part of Obamacare that says you have to sign up for health insurance or you get fined for it. So Republicans in the Senate want to put that in their tax bill. They want to take it out of Obamacare. This would actually make the government money, because if less people sign up for Obamacare, then they have to put out less subsidies.
Right.
So they're saving money. Andrew Cuomo's argument is, oh, well, they're taking away health care by paying for this, for the tax bill, through taking away these subsidies. So this is half true, because the CBO estimates that in about 10 years, 13 million fewer people will have insurance if you take away the individual mandate. Now, out of those 13 million, it's unclear how many of those people will be kicked off their insurance, or how many people will just say, I don't want to pay for it.
Right, I don't want to pay for the individual mandate. Right.
Yeah, so him saying that the Republicans are taking away health care from 13 million people is not accurate. Some people would just voluntarily get rid of their health care.
So again, it's half true.
Half true.
The next statement comes in the form of a video released in October by an advocacy group called the Creative Resistance, and targets the Independent Democratic Caucus.
IDC members also get tons of campaign money from real estate, charter school, and healthcare lobbyists, some of whom are Republicans with connections to Trump.
So, Dan, you rated this statement?
Mostly true.
Mostly true. Why?
So it's totally true that the IDC gets donations from healthcare lobbyists, charter school groups, and real estate groups. But, you know, what it comes down to in Albany, as you and I both know, is that a lot of these groups will just give money to whoever's in power. So when we look at our healthcare groups here, they really gave money to the IDC and the Republicans in the Senate. They also gave the majority of their money to Democrats in the Assembly, who hold the majority in the Assembly. When it comes down to charter school and real estate interests, yes, they donated more to the IDC than the mainline Democratic Conference, but it's worth pointing out here that mainline Democrats in the Senate do get some donations from charter school groups and healthcare lobbyists and real estate groups, just not as much as the IDC or Republicans. So it kind of reminds me of that phrase about glass houses.
Got it. Okay. The next fact check, and I'm going to have you read what the mailer says. This comes from a New York Republican State Committee mailer from Wednesday, November 1st. The mailer claimed, in an oddly worded statement.
Oh, yeah. So the mailer was sent to a bunch of residents in Erie County, and it says, quote, "Liberals in County Hall," this is the county legislature, "want our community to be a sanctuary county. Want to stop them?" And then it tells people you should vote Republican rather than Democrat for the county legislature.
And Dan, you rated this?
This was pants on fire.
Ouch. All right. Why did you rate it pants on fire?
So this was previous to Election Day. And as you and I both know, the Erie County legislature actually flipped from Republican to Democrat on Election Day. The reason why this is rated pants on fire is because it claims that liberals, Democrats, want to make Erie County a sanctuary county. No Democrat, nobody has introduced legislation for that to happen. Nobody's spoken out on this.
So where does it come from?
It comes from a year ago, legislator Ted Morin introduced a bill. It was kind of a strange bill. It wouldn't change any law in the county. It would just say, we are definitely not a sanctuary county. So it reaffirmed their status as a sanctuary county. So he introduced this. It was very controversial. But then when it went to go to the Government Affairs Committee in the legislature, the Republican chair of that committee said, I'm not going to bring it up. We're not even going to vote on it.
Oh, so there's absolutely no truth.
Absolutely no truth.
So that, hence the pants on fire. We have a couple of national political fact stories now. Here is an ad from the American Action Network from November 7th.
Shortly after my husband got cancer, I lost my job. We were lucky to make it through, but we spent our life savings just to get by. So we're glad Congress has released a plan that helps families like ours by cutting middle-class taxes. An independent analysis shows a typical family saves $1,200. And the plan closes loopholes while keeping tax rates the same for the rich. That's fair. So thank Elise Stefanik. She has a plan to cut taxes for middle-class families like mine.
So the ad basically says that the Republican tax plan helps families like the one in which this woman lost her job and then lost her life savings fighting her husband's cancer. Dan, you rated this statement.
This was half true.
All right. Why?
Well, ironically, and we should say this, this ad was targeted against voters in Stefanik's district. She actually voted no on the tax bill.
Right. So they said, thank Elise Stefanik.
Well,
but I don't think want to thank her now.
Exactly. Yeah.
Although there are, I'm sure there are Democrats who are thanking her.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. So this is a tricky ad. And the mistake that they really made was putting a family who had a lot of medical costs in this ad. Because the House Republican bill actually had this part in it where it took away a deduction for medical costs. So there's this deduction that exists now, if you don't know, where if you have to pay more than 10% of your income in medical costs, you can deduct above that 10% from your taxes each year. The House Republican plan takes that out. So if you're looking at a family like this that is struggling from cancer and you have them paying thousands and thousands of dollars. I mean, obviously, it depends on how much they make in income.
Of course.
You know, this plan really adversely affects them when they want to deduct those medical expenses. They're not going to be able to do that anymore, even if there is a doubling of the standard deduction.
And you actually went to the people who put this ad together, and they said, well, you know, look, we didn't really want you to focus on the cancer part of it.
Yeah, exactly. The American Action Network said to us, well, you know, it's really about how much money they're going to save, so they're going to be able to pay for their medical bills. But we looked at it in the frame of, well, they could save money in some parts, but this medical deduction is really, it would help them a lot.
So actually, there's a chance that this thing could hurt that family.
Exactly.
All right. We shall see. A related fact checked deals with a tweet sent by President... This is so much fun. I feel like I'm back in commercial radio. This is a tweet sent by President Trump on Monday, November 13th, in which he wrote, "Now, how about ending the unfair and highly unpopular individual mandate in OCARE," meaning Obamacare.
Mm-hmm.
Dan, you ruled this.
So this is also half true.
Okay.
And as we were just talking, the individual mandate is that section where it says pay for insurance or get a fine. So it really depends on how you ask people about this. The phrasing really matters. Because a lot of people don't really know what the individual mandate is. It's kind of that situation where you say, do you favor Obamacare over the Affordable Care Act? But they're both the same thing. So
it's actually not even that funny. It's
oh,
terrible.
My gosh. I know.
Yeah, it's terrible.
I know. So some of the polls, it depends on really how you word it. And I will spare you the wording because it's all very complicated.
Yeah.
But in March 2017, a CNN ORC poll, basically it was half and half. Half of the people said, we like it. Half the people said, we don't like it. Kaiser Family Foundation, they did another poll, same result. And then there are other polls where as much as two-thirds of people actually liked the mandate and one-third did not. So it's really a wash.
All right. So half true. The Obamacare popularity. So let's do this real quickly. Our last fact check is also a tweet sent out back in October by Republican National Committee spokeswoman Kayleigh McEnany. She wrote, "Underreported fact, President Donald Trump raised more in small dollar donations than Obama in 2012, and then Clinton and Bernie combined." You rated this?
So this is mostly true.
Mostly true. Can you crystallize that in 10 seconds?
Oh, absolutely. So Trump basically received 69% of his donations from people less than $200 or more. Both Hillary Clinton and Bernie Sanders were much less than that, about 20% each.
This was so much fun. To read other stories that have been sent through the Truthometer, visit PolitiFact.com. Dan Clark is a reporter for PolitiFact and the Buffalo News. Thank you.
Thank you.
Support for the Capitol Press Room is provided by the New York State AFL-CIO. 2.5 million members speaking with one voice to ensure a better life for working men and women. Information at nysafl-cio.org.